So time for us to have a look at some of those trending stories. Barbara Friedman, very busy when it comes to online, digital, and all the rest of it at Prime Media Broadcasting. So Bob's Wire this morning, we'll be looking at which trending stories? Good morning.
Right, so morning, Kino. Although it has been talked about probably from ABS's early breakfast show this morning, there are two stories of the three that I'm saying have been probably talked about already on air. And one is this video that has gone viral of a woman driving her car in Joburg, appearing to be trying to avoid getting a traffic fine. And someone from a car is filming this car of hers going past, and on the bonnet, clinging on at about 80 kilometers an hour, is a JMPD cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever? I mean, people are saying only in Mzansi. I mean, where else does this happen? But of course, it isn't actually funny. And then what happens is a taxi, what looks like a taxi, cuts off the car and stops it. So everyone was, you know, on Twitter was up. It was the best part of the story was that a taxi, which we know normally is the cause of half the trouble, actually stopped this car. Mm. Now I actually heard it said on air a bit earlier, but I don't know the verifications, that it was actually an undercover taxi cop car. Who knows? I'm not going to go out there with all the facts because I don't know them. Sure. But this
it was definitely
has gone
a trending
viral.
Story. Yeah, no,
huge,
it definitely
huge,
was.
Huge, huge, huge. The next one is also has been mentioned since early this morning, and that is the Ndlovu Youth Choir, which we've been following for the last couple of months since they've been in America, part of America's Got Talent. And it is, I'm telling you this morning at about 5:30 when I got up and I started checking what the updated stories were. And I watched their final performance last night in America, which was Toto's Africa.
Yeah.
And I watched them on stage performing this. I actually started crying. Mm-hmm. It gave me such goosebumps. It gave me such a warm feeling. I know it's a few moments.
Oh, there we go. Ndlovu Youth Choir. Something to put a smile in our faces.
Right. So the voting is underway because it's a two-part finale, always the final. And the results will be announced at about 2 a.m. our time, which is their, you know, when the show's on.
Mm.
So by tomorrow morning, we'll know, you know, how they've done. I just think it's amazing. It doesn't matter win or lose. I mean, we're behind them. I think it's amazing. Amazing.
True story.
And then the last story actually was something that was sort of trending last week, and I had it on my list, and I just was looking at it this morning again, and it was this family in America that were hiking. They were on a day hike in the Arroyo Seco River, and they got up to the top, and they were through the canyons and things, and they basically got lost, and they couldn't find their way out. And they found a plastic green water bottle, you know, one of those ones you take with you on your hike and you fill up with water. And they scratched help on the side of it. They found their little motel slip, and they wrote, "We're at the waterfall, please rescue us," and put it in this bottle. And they threw it like over the rocks into the river. But they were really in the middle of nowhere. The bottle found its way down, and two hikers found it that same day later.
Oh, wow.
They found the bottle, and they basically went, and these two hikers then went to get help for them, and a helicopter arrived up on the top of the Arroyo and rescued this family. It was a man, his girlfriend, and his child. And I just thought it's a message in a bottle story. I mean, it was like a movie. So I just thought that was quite cool, and maybe sort of a good use for a plastic bottle.
Yeah, remember all those stories where we hear about bottles that washed up after 50 years?
Exactly.
So I reckon one day is not bad.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. That is Barbara Friedman with Barb's Wire.